kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ilang kaganapan po ang isinagawa kaugnay ng araw ng kasarinlan sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Australia, kaalinsabay ng 80 taon ng Philippines-Australia diplomatic relations. Isa na po dito ang pagtitipon sa estado ng Victoria na ginanap po sa Parliament House na pinangunahan ng konsulado sa Melbourne na dinuluhan po ng mga komunidad Pilipino, gayon din ng mga opisyal at leader ng Australia. Isa po dito si MP Wayne Farnham na nagsisilbing co-chair ng Victorian Parliamentary Friends of the Philippines. Sa panayam po ni Maridel Martinez, ibinahagi niya ang aktibong ugnayan ng dalawang bansa.
Wayne Farnham, you are the co-chair of the Philippine Parliamentary Friendship Group. How important is this group for the future of Victoria?
It's actually really important, and the idea of a friendship group is that the Parliament of Victoria engages more with that community. A lot of people, a lot of your listeners may or may not know, but my partner's from the Philippines. So when I got elected to Parliament, I talked about these friendship groups, and again, my partner said to me, "Oh, you should do Friends of Philippines." I went, "Well, actually, why not?" So it's the first time we've had a Friends of Philippines in the Victorian Parliament. But the main purpose, and it's bipartisan, it's not just a Liberal thing, it's Liberal, Labor, and anyone from the Parliament of Victoria are welcome to join. And the sole purpose is to get MPs more engaged with communities. And the Filipino community, obviously one of my favourites, and that's what we've done. And we've been going now 3 years. And we've had some really, really good events and some good successes. It's really important.
In terms of partnership, what are the things that you do together with the Filipino community?
Well, the latest one, I'll just tell you about the latest one. There was a project that they called it Project Anonymous. I don't say that word very well. But what they did, it was a local Filipino here. Reached out and they took school supplies over to the Philippines. It was in Bacol, to one of the indigenous schools or two indigenous schools up there. So it's that when you get the connections to the community, you help with those type of things. And what I obviously donated to that, and that gave over 350 students school supplies. But not just that, they helped the teachers as well with computers and all types of stuff. It was actually really fantastic. And that's what these opportunities open up. By having this friendship group, it gives the Filipino community someone to reach out to. It's like, can we have help with this or can we have help with that? And that's why it's so important. Project Anonymous was a great example of what can happen when you have that engagement between parliamentarians and communities.
And what is your favourite part of being half Filipino?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's some interesting food with Filipinos. I've been introduced to chicken feet, chicken intestines, the duck eggs, what are they called? Balut, thank you. The 24-day one was a bit crunchy for me, but I tried it. Obviously, a double, thank you.
Pork and chicken.
Pork, and but my favourite Filipino dish is sisig.
Oh, yes.
Now, I was in the Philippines when I first had sisig, and I loved it. And then I'm eating away, and Yen, my partner, said to me, "Do you know what's in this?" I said, "No, but it's beautiful." Then she told me what was in it. I went, "Well, it doesn't matter. I like it anyway."
So does she make it for you?
No, she doesn't. but I do enjoy it. I love Filipino food, but yeah.
What is your favourite place in the Philippines?
Look, unfortunately, I've only been to Cebu. I have been to Bohol. I enjoyed
Chocolate Hills.
But my favourite place to date was just out of Cebu, about 3 hours out of Cebu, and we swam with the whale sharks. But we swam with the whale sharks and we went canyoneering. But we're going back again in January, and this time I'm hoping I can go see places like Palawan and
Siargao.
And I really want to go to Boracay and have a look at that as well. So there's 7.5 hours. 1,000 islands in the Philippines. So it's going to take a little while to get around them all. But I do enjoy going back. It's nice.
How do you see the future between Australia and Philippines?
I see it as a very, very constructive relationship. I mean, we're here tonight. We've had the 80th anniversary of Philippine-Australian relations. But there's one thing, well, more than one thing, but the main thing about Australia and the Philippines, we have a lot in common. Both countries are a democracy. Philippine second language is English, obviously, and we're Christian-based values on both countries. So I can only see that relationship building more. There's already significant investment from the Philippines in Victoria, like the container hub, that container terminal, thank you. That's worth billions of dollars. And we heard tonight there's the hotel opening up. We know we've got Miguelito's ice cream has come here. Still haven't got a Jollibee yet. I'm waiting for Jollibee to come. But jokes aside, there is significant investment from the Philippines into Victoria, and I think our relationship will only grow stronger, providing that both governments, federal governments, state governments, interact constructively, and what we do is beneficial to both countries, both Philippines and Australia. I think that's really important.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. See you next time.
You will.
At dumalo din si MP Evan Mulholland, ang Shadow Minister naman for Multicultural and Multi-Faith Affairs na nakapanayam din ni Maridel Martinez.
How important is the Philippine-Australia Friendship Parliamentary Group?
It is so important, and parliamentary friendship groups in general, but particularly the Parliamentary Friends of the Philippines, is a great opportunity to expand the relationship between the parliament and the Philippines. As a multicultural community, as we are here in Victoria, it's important that Parliament shows its bipartisan support for nations like the Philippines, but also sends a signal to the diaspora here and the Filipino-Australian community here in Victoria that you are very welcome in our Parliament and you are supported by our Parliament universally.
And how important is it that intercultural and multicultural voices are heard when we talk about making laws, deciding the future of Victoria?
It is so important. If we're going to make laws that are representative of everyone, it's so important that our communities, like the Filipino community, are part of that process, are part of that our democracy, and are having a say, and that our leaders are listening to them, which is why I've been proud as the Shadow Minister for Multicultural and Multi-Faith Affairs for the Liberal Party, along with my colleague Wayne Farnham and several other colleagues, to attend countless Filipino events around the community. And what I love about the Filipino community is they're so engaging, so vibrant, and they're always so welcoming and hospitable.
A lot's changed since I lived in Australia. I came here in 99. Back then, the rhetoric was assimilation, and then it became diversity. How has that changed for you through the years?
I think we see, from all of our multicultural communities, a real sense of belonging. And one thing that really shines through from the Filipino community is they are incredibly proud of where they've come from. They're incredibly proud to have a Filipino heritage and celebrate Filipino culture. But they are equally as proud to be Australian. And we see that highlighted with its annual Australia Day celebrations, getting in amongst it, sharing both their Filipino story, but also celebrating how proud they are of a country that's given them great opportunities here.
What do you see the role of the Filipino community in shaping Victoria's future?
That question kind of implies that we're looking into the future, but I think it's also important to acknowledge that it's already happened. The Filipino community have already made a significant contribution. We heard tonight about the contributions that businesses are making on a global scale and investments here in Victoria. But I see in my community the contribution that Filipino small business owners are making to the community. The small business is our largest employer in the state, And the Filipino community are a big part of that. Something like over 60% of new migrants that come to Australia actually start a small business. And I reckon that statistic is even higher in the Filipino community.
And you've been to the Philippines once, you mentioned?
Yes.
What was your favourite bit?
Probably the karaoke, to be honest. I'm a bit of a karaoke fiend, and no one does it better than the Philippines. But the shopping malls as well, just enormous, absolutely incredible. I thought Northland or Chadston were pretty big, but wait until you go to Manila.
When did you go?
I went in 2014. I did, and it was an incredible, really incredible experience. I went out as part of an Australian Political Exchange Council tour, sort of a bipartisan delegation, and it was right after the devastating earthquakes that struck the Philippines, and I really saw the resilience of the Filipino people. The way they responded to that crisis, obviously a devastating emergency, but the way they responded and were rebuilding and their spirit in just getting on with it and helping each other, that really says a lot about the Filipino community through and through.
And when you visit next time, where do you hope to go?
All over the place. Back to Boracay, I think. Back to some islands.
Nakapanayam din ni Maridel Martinez si Viv Nguyen, ang Victorian Multicultural Commission Chairperson.
With me today is Viv Nguyen, and from the Victorian Multicultural Commission.
Hi everyone, I'm Viv Nguyen, Chair of the Victorian Multicultural Commission. We are here in the State Parliament celebrating Filipinos' Independence Day. A great day for the community, but also an opportunity for me on behalf of the Victorian Multicultural Commission to express my thanks and my appreciation of many members of the Filipino community who've been working, supporting, volunteering and advocating for a more inclusive society here in Victoria.
From assimilation to diversity, can you tell us how much has changed through the years?
Well, I think what's really good about Victoria and Australia is that we are from different backgrounds, but we are able to maintain our cultural identity, language and cultural practices. So that's really important. But at the same time, we are also supporting a multicultural Victoria where everybody is an Australian. We happen to have something special and something unique about us that we share and celebrate with others.
And what has been the role of the Filipino community, 100,000 plus Filipinos in Victoria, to strengthening our diversity and intercultural partnerships?
The Filipino community has been fantastic. They are very self-reliant, and they are very active in their advocacy for support for the seniors, support for women, support for people from the LGBTIQA plus community, and really putting a shining light on the diversity of its own community as well as the broader multicultural and faith communities.
What role do you think the Filipinos have for the future of Victoria?
I think they have a lot to offer, particularly around advocating for more inclusive society, a more representative society where everybody can be part of our country and our state. But importantly, the unique nature of the Filipino community can be celebrated and shared with others so we can learn more and connect more and make this place a better place for everybody.
Yan po naging panayam ni Maridel Martinez sa ilang mga leader sa Australia. Nakibahagi din po ang iba't ibang Filipino community sa Victoria. Gayun din sa pangunguna ni Philippine Consul General in Melbourne, Jesus Domingo.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.